All right, well, just a couple things on tonight. Number one, injury-wise, really the only injury I got to report is Willie Smith with a low back. I don't know the exact extent of it, but he wasn't able to finish the game. He went out with a low back. But that was really the only injury of any type of significance that that we had in the game. Obviously, you know, some bumps and bruises will show up tomorrow, but we'll find more of that out tomorrow. As far as the game in general, you know, I mean, I thought there were some positives and there was obviously some negatives. You know, positives that I thought we had in the game, you know, I thought defensively we played the run extremely well. One of the things that we went into this game is we wanted to be a physical team in this game, and really I thought we were a physical team in this game. I thought our guys played with effort. I thought our guys ran around. We didn't always play as smart as we needed to play, and that's where we got to continue to improve. We've got to eliminate some of the big plays, but I thought our run defense was good. I thought, you know, at times we bent, but we didn't break, and we made them kick field goals. I think we were 1-for-3 in the red zone. So, you know, there were some good things that we did in the game. Offensively, you know, I just don't know that we were ever really able to get into a rhythm offensively because we only played 19 plays in the first half, and they doubled us time of possession in the first half. And so it was hard for us offensively to really get in much of a rhythm. But I did think tonight, I did think that we ran the ball well. You know, I thought Terrell took us down on a couple of field goal drives. And I thought he did some good things with his feet moving around and scrambling around for some yards there. So that was good. You know, obviously, you know, we didn't like the interception that he threw there in the second quarter. And then I thought our second half offense wasn't what it needed to be. I thought we needed to play better second half. Again, we couldn't really get into much of a rhythm. But that's really kind of how I thought the game went. And with that, I'll open it up to questions for you guys.
Did you find out anything more about Terrell than you knew before you came into this game?
No, I thought it was kind of what I expected. I mean, this guy's a good athlete that can create and make some plays with his feet. The one thing that I thought that, you know, I thought he managed the huddle. I think there's still some meat left on the bone there that we got to try to improve on. But I thought he'd. For the most part, you know, this is a loud stadium, and you know, I don't know that we had a lot of execution errors as far as snap count and cadence and that type of stuff. So, in that regard, I was pleased.
Do you know who your starting quarterback is week one?
I'm not telling you, but yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Was there a reason you don't want to share? Or?
Well, I mean, you got to think about competitive reasons too. So I want to. We'll keep that in house, and we'll announce it at the appropriate time.
All the way up to the first game.
I don't know. We'll see.
Did Terrell do enough to maybe win the job?
I thought he did some good things. I mean, there's still a lot of improvement that he's got to do, but I did think that there were some good things that I saw. And again, it was really kind of hard to judge on tonight's performance, just because we only had 19 plays, and it was hard for us to really get in much of a rhythm. Yeah, I mean, I thought overall, I thought he did a pretty nice job. You know, I'll have to go back, obviously, and look at the tape, but I didn't see guys just running around him left and right, and I didn't see him with a lot of mental errors out there playing. So I think for the first time out, again, in this environment, in Seattle, against a good football team, you know, I think that's something for us to improve on, and something for him, you know, to grow from.
What did you think of Pat Sims? He really seemed to be a disruptive force.
Yeah, he did some good things early in the game. You know, I think he's going to be a guy that's really going to be able to help us in our run defense and really shore up and solid up the middle of that run defense. And again, you know, this was the first time this preseason where we were able to get our starting defensive line all together, and I thought we did a nice job of stopping the run. And really, there was a couple times where we were able to get to the quarterback too. So that was good to see.
What goes into defensive issues with rollouts and bootlegs with guys breaking free?
It's guys doing their job and getting your eyes in the right spot, and that's what happens most of the time. Guys put their eyes where they're not supposed to be, and they don't see, especially when we're in man-to-man coverage. And most of those, we were in a man-to-man coverage when they were hitting the guy in the flat. So it's obviously something that we got to continue to shore up and work on, because we'll continue to see it until we get it stopped.
Dennis, where's Matt physically? Is he able to practice next week?
Yeah, that's our anticipation, that he's going to be ready to go. When we take the practice field again on Monday, he'll be ready to go. Yeah, give him some rest and let his arm liven back up a little bit.
Did the punter win the job tonight, or has someone already won that job already? Or?
Well, again, I'm gonna hold on to that, but I think it's been a good competition. I think both those guys have done some good things, and we'll let you guys know at the appropriate time who we decide to go with. Also competitive reasons, and you know, I want to have an opportunity to talk to him.
Your first impressions of DJ?
DJ Hayden?
Yeah.
Again, you know, it's his second time out, first time out on the road. You know, I mean, there's still a lot of growing that this kid's got to do. But I think every time that he goes out there, he's going to continue to get a little bit better. You know, I saw him throw his body in there one time on a low tackle, and so that was good to see. You know, I mean, there wasn't any hesitation there. So as I go back and look at it, and he was one of the culprits on one of the plays in the flat. You know, he was just sinking too much. And so there'll be a lot for him to learn from. But I'm glad that he's able to, you know, he was able to get a couple preseason games under his belt before we hit the regular season. No, I mean, it just, you know, we were in our offense. There wasn't any reason to get into a panic mode. It's 16-3. You're on the road. You know, you want to stay in the same rhythm of your offense, and we were able to do that, and we were able to get ourselves down there, get a field goal right before the half, go into half at 16-6, and we're getting the ball back to start the third quarter. So. You know, I think the worst thing you can do sometimes, especially when you're facing a team that's got a really good pass rush, is to just get into, you know, drop back mode all the time and let those guys tee off. So we wanted to stay in a normal, you know, offensive rhythm, and I thought we were able to do that, and we were able to go down and get a field goal.
McFadden and Woodson, just healthy scratches?
McFadden was a healthy scratch. Charles was sick, so we decided not to play him in the game. The coach's decision on Wisniewski and Barnes. Yeah, I wanted to hold both those players. So we had a lot of guys that you know, I expect to be on this football team that didn't play in the game tonight.
Darren stood up and stretched, but was he close to playing? Or just close to the
No, I wasn't going to play him. I wasn't going to play Wisniewski, and I wasn't going to play Barnes.